Now I will switch to the poems in the book. The book was translated by Renata Gorczynski with the help of Robert Haas. I always say she needs a help because she's not a native English, a native speaker of English, and me neither, as you know. So I'll start with late Beethoven for Caroline Kaiser, who asked me to read it. Late Beethoven. I haven't yet known a man who loved virtue as strongly as one loves beauty, Confucius. Nobody knows who she was, the immortal beloved. Apart from that, everything is clear. Feathery notes rest peacefully on the threads of the staff, like martins just come from the Atlantic. What would I have to be in order to speak about him, he who is still growing? Now we are walking alone without ghosts or banners. Long live Kells, say our solitary mouth. We know that he dressed carelessly, that he was given to fits of avarice, that he wasn't always fair to his friends. Friends are 100 years late with their impeccable smiles. Who was the immortal beloved? Certainly he loved virtue more than beauty. But a nameless god of beauty dwelt in him and compelled his obedience. He improvised for hours. A few minutes of each improvisation were noted down. These minutes belong neither to the 19th nor to the 20th century, as if hydrochloric acid burned a window in velvet, thus opening a passage to even smoother velvet, thin as a spider web. Now they name ships and perfumes after him. They don't know who the immortal beloved was, otherwise new cities and pâtés would bear her name. But it's useless, only velvet growing under velvet, like a leaf hidden safely in another leaf. Light and darkness, unending adagios. That's how tired freedom breathes. Biographers argue only over details. While he tormented his nephew Carl so much, why he walked so fast, why he didn't go to London. Apart from that, everything is clear. We don't know what music is, who speaks in it, to whom it is addressed, why it is so obstinately silent, why it circles and returns instead of giving a straight answer as the gospel demands. Prophecies were not fulfilled. The Chinese didn't reach the Rhine. Once more, it turned out that the real world doesn't exist, to the immense relief of antiquaries. The secret was hidden somewhere else, not in soldiers' knapsacks, but in a few notebooks. Grill parser, he, Chopin. Generals are cast in lead and in tinsel to give hell's flame a moment of respite after kilowatts of straw. Unending adagios, but first and foremost, joy, wild joy of shape, the laughing sister of death.